各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you.
感谢主耶稣的爱。
We thank the Lord Jesus for His love.
让我有机会这一次联总代表大会最后一次来参加。
That I have the opportunity to attend EWDC for the last time.
因为我今年74岁，已经超龄了。
Because I'm 74 years old this year, I'm overaged.
所以又有机会。跟我们俄湾教会弟兄姐妹见面。
And I have this opportunity to meet our Irvine brothers and sisters.
因为已经好多年没有再来美国。
I haven't met you for a long, long time.
今天跟大家一起分享的就是，起来，出来，回去。
And this evening I'd like to share with you on arise.Come out and go back.
我们先看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1.
路加福音第一章十六节十七节。
Luke, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17.
这里是提到这个施洗约翰要使许多以色列人回转归向主他们的神。
Here the Bible says that John the Baptist will turn many of the children of Israel back to the Lord their God.
并且他必有以利亚的先知能力。
And that he will also have the spirit and power of Elijah.
行在主的面前。
He shall go before the Lord.
叫为父的心转向儿女。
To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
并且叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧
and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just
又为主预备何用的百姓
and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord
施洗约翰有以利亚先知的这个能力啊
John the Baptist has the spirit and the power of Elijah.
是为主耶稣预备道路的。
And he was the one who prepared the way before the Lord Jesus.
他的使命就是使许多以色列人能够归向神。
And his mission was to turn the hearts of many Israelites back to God.
他必须把自己装备起来。
So because of that, he must equip himself.
就是具备以利亚的先知。
That is to equip himself with the power and spirit of Elijah.
他侍奉的目标就是，使父的心能够转向这些百姓。
The goal of his ministry is to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
转向神的儿女。
The children of God.
也让这些悖逆的百姓能够从义，能够。来归向神
and to cause the disobedient people of God to turn back to God, to turn back to the wisdom of the just.
今天我们末世的真教会也必须要具备以利亚先知这个心智和能力。
Today, we, the true church of the end times, must also be equipped with the spirit and power of Elijah.
使神的百姓能够归向神。
And to cause the people of God to return to Him.
使父能够来接纳我们。
So that our Heavenly Father would receive us.
使悖逆的这些人能够成为父的儿女。
To cause the disobedient to become children of the Father.
因为我们必须为主耶稣预备迎接主耶稣的再临。
Because we must prepare for the Lord Jesus, a people who would receive the Lord Jesus when He comes again.
所以晚上我们就要根据列王记上第十九章。
So this evening, we shall look at First Kings chapter 19.
这个以利亚他的侍奉。
The ministry of Elijah.
十八章提到他在加密山上，充满了神的能力。
Chapter 18 talks about his victory on Mount Carmel with the power of God.
分别的真假神。
And he distinguished between the true God from the false.
使许多神的百姓能够归向神。
And he turned the hearts of many of God's people back to God.
但是当他下了加密山。
But when he descended from the mount.
十九章一开始就提到，后来皇后耶洗别知道他的先知被以色列人杀了。
Right at the beginning of chapter 19, the queen Jezebel heard that her prophets were killed by Elijah.
他就发誓要找要以利亚的命。
So she swore that she would seek the life of Elijah.
所以以利亚看到这种光景的时候，
So when Elijah saw the way ahead for him,
他就起来逃命了。
When he saw the situation, he got up and fled for his life.
啊，这里提到到犹大别示巴的时候，将他的仆人就留在那边。
He ran for his life and he went to Beersheba, and there he left his servant.
他就孤身一人。继续往前跑。
And he went solitarily forward.
也许以利亚的爱心，先知的爱心，不要连累别人。
Perhaps that was out of the love of the prophet. He didn't want to involve another person.
但是跑了一天的路程。
But after he went ahead for a day,
他身心俱疲。
He was fatigued.
竟然在罗藤树下。
And he sat under a broom tree and asked for death.
啊，他在加密山上的这个信心哪里去了？
Where has his faith gone to? The faith that he displayed on Mount Carmel.
神的灵不再与他同在。
The Spirit of God was no longer with him.
因为我们知道，旧约先知所受的灵乃是感动的灵。
Because we know that the Spirit that the prophets in the Old Testament received was a spirit that moved them to action.
当神要他完成一件工作的时候，会大大的充满他，赐力量给他。
When God wants him to perform a task, He would fill him greatly with His Spirit.
但是当工作完成之后
，But after the task is completed,
神的灵就离开他。
The Spirit of God would leave the prophet.
所以他就没有得到神灵能的帮灵的帮助。
And so he was left strengthless without help from God's Spirit.
他就变得软弱无力的。
He became weak.
以利亚先知为何求死
？Why did the prophet Elijah ask for death？
因为耶洗别的追杀逼迫
，because Jezebel sought his life。
再来就是神的灵离开他，他失去了这个能力了。
And he left, and he his powers depleted. The Spirit of God was not with him。
再一个原因就是他孤单一人。
And another reason was because he worked alone。
不能得到帮助。
He worked alone with no help.
所以他在罗藤树下求死。
So under the broom tree, he asked for death.
也因为太累了。
It was also because he was tired.
就睡着了。
And he fell asleep.
这个时候有天使来拍他。
And at that time, an angel came and tapped him on the shoulder.
对他说：“起来，吃喝吧。
”And said to him, "Arise and eat."
他就看到头旁有一瓶水和火炭烧的饼。
And lo and behold, there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water.
他就吃了。
So he ate.
但是呢，仍然又睡着了。
But he laid down again.
神的使者第二次再来拍醒他。
The angel of God came and tapped him on the shoulders yet another time.
起来
，and said to him again, "Arise,、哎、
吃喝吧
，eat and drink."
你当走了路啊， 还很远。
Because the journey is too great for you.
这个时候，以利亚先知就起来。
And this time he arose.
吃喝之后，靠着这个饮食的力量，就跑了四十天，来到神的山，就是何烈山。
After he had eaten and drank, he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the Mount of God.
以利亚先知能够从软弱沉睡当中再站起来。
From a slumbering man, a weakened man, he was able to stand on his feet again.
是因为使者来拍醒他。
It was because of that visitation from that angel.
给他水喝，给他饼吃。
Provided him food and drink.
以利亚先知这个时候的心境，我自己也感受很深。
And I feel deeply about Elijah's encounter.
当我出来工作不久，
After I came into the ministry for a short time,
第三年被差派到台湾的台南教会。
In my third year of my ministry, I was sent to the southern part of Taiwan in Tainan.
那个时候有外教会来归主的信徒。
And there were some believers who came to our church originating from another church.
尝到了主恩的滋味。
And this believer had tasted of the heavenly gift.
领受了圣灵的能力。
He had received the power of the Holy Spirit.
对将来进神的国得到印记，充满把握。
He was sealed for the kingdom. He was filled with hope.
所以他们就非常积极的来把这个真理道得救的福音传开了。
Or rather, so they spread the word around.
那个时候，很多神迹奇事显明。
And miracles abound.
很多人因他们的见证来信主。
And many people came to believe because of their testimony.
可能我刚出来工作不久，不知道节制。
Because I was new in the ministry, I didn't have self-control.
又加上魔鬼的工作。
And of course, the devil attacked.
因为有一个国中生的女孩患了怪病。
There was a school girl who had a strange disease.
得到了医治。
And she was healed.
我内容简单讲。
Let me just relate to you simply.
可能撒旦很不甘心。
Satan wasn't happy.
灵会结束那天晚上
，After the spiritual convocation ended that very night，
我就感到非常疲累。
I felt very tired。
我就对当时那些青年说，我先上去休息。
So I said that the youth at the time, I'll go up and rest。
因为他们把整个教堂一楼到三楼全部打扫干净。
Because they had already cleaned the entire church building, all three levels。
我一上三楼的传道房
，When I went to level three into my room，
就咳嗽一声
，I coughed，
就血大量的喷出来
，And out came lots of blood。
我就按了电铃
，Then I pressed the bell, the alarm。
楼下青年就上来
，And the youth came up to me，
看到整个传道房怎么都是血
，And he saw that it was blood all over the room。
我说没事没事
，I said I'm all right, I'm all right。
大家帮助祷告。
Let's all pray for me.
祷告完，我就叫他们回去。
After the prayer, I asked them to leave.
那些青年告诉我。
And the youth told me.
传道，你不是铁人吗
？Preacher, aren't you a man of steel?
我说铁人会变成土人。
I said a man of steel can also turn into an earth man.
第二天早上，他们回去之后，告诉家人，负责人就。到教会来。
And so they reported to the church board, and the board members came to me.
我一开声讲话，血马上又喷出来。
The moment I opened my mouth to speak, out came blood again.
哇，他们急了，就赶快把我送到附近一家医院。
They panicked and sent me to the nearest hospital.
那个时候大量出血。
And more blood came out.
发高烧。
And I had a high temperature.
几天。热都不退，血也不止。
For many days, the temperature remained high, and I kept on coughing out blood.
检查结果我是中度的肺结核。
And I had a medium grade cirrhosis of the lung. I don't know what you call that. Hardening of the lungs.
左边的这个动脉啊破了一个大洞了。
And there was
被结核剑呢咬破了。
And there was a big laceration in the artery on my left lung.
肺部旁边呢好像蜂窝一样。
And it looked like some bee's nest on the side.
并且这个细菌又感染到右边过来。
And it was a bacterial attack, and it went to my right.
因为当时慕道者很多，出信的信徒很多。
At that time, there were many truth seekers and many new believers.
所以教会都不敢宣布我们的传道。病倒了。
So the church didn't dare to announce to the congregation that their pastor was taken ill.
一直到星期三晚上见证会的时候。
Until one Wednesday evening during the testimony session.
负责人心里急了，知道如果不再请信徒大家帮助祷告，不行了，这个传道快没命了。
The church board members, church committee members realized that if they still did not ask the congregation to pray, they would lose, or rather the pastor would lose his life.
那个时候，我虽然没有像以利亚一样求死。
At that time, although I didn't ask for death like Elijah,
但是我知道我快要死了。
But I knew that I was near death.
那个时候想很多。
And thoughts went through my mind.
我先生当传道是不是？错了。
Is it wrong of me to dedicate myself to full-time ministry?
如果主耶稣要我出来当传道，怎么没有看顾我，让我有一个健康的身体来服侍他呢？
If the Lord Jesus wants me to be a preacher or pastor for him, why isn't he taking care of my health?
我走了。
If I were to depart from the world,
我有五个儿子了。
I had five sons.
最小的才出生不久。
And the youngest one was a newborn.
啊，怎么办
？What should I do? What was I doing?
我想太多了。
But I worried too much.、
感谢主了，因为教会大家帮助祷告。
Thank God because the entire church prayed.
让我的思想重新调整。
So I, my thinking changed.
我是为妈妈许愿。献身当传道。
I entered into the ministry because my mother made a vow.
因为那个时候我妈妈患了肝硬化的病。
Because my mother suffered from liver cirrhosis.
已经从大医院里面没有办法治疗，退院回家。
And the doctor gave up and sent her home.
那个时候我妈瘦的皮包骨。
And my mom was reduced to just skin and bones.
全身发黄。
And she was yellowing.
不能吃，不能喝，不能睡。
She couldn't eat. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't drink.
想到妈妈生我们十个孩子。
My mother had 10 children.
养了九个。
But she managed to raise 9 of us.
现在才五十来岁就要走了。
And she was only in her 50s, and she was to go.
所以那个时候心里啊很难过。
So at that time, she was very sorrowful.
那个时候我也刚刚信主不久。
And at that time, I was a new believer.
心急对主许愿发言。
So, I made a vow because of my mom. So out of that pressing situation, I made a vow to the Lord.
说主啊，你如果让我妈妈病好过来，我就出来为你工作。
I said to the Lord.Lord, if you were to heal my mother, I will dedicate myself to full-time ministry.
一个礼拜之后，我妈妈变好转。
And within a week, my mother's health turned around.
能吃，能喝，能睡。
She could eat, she could drink, and she could sleep.
后来医生做检查。
Later on, she went for a medical examination.
恭喜我妈妈。
And the doctor congratulated my mother.
说你现在只是肝功能比较弱一点，好好保养就好了。
He said to my mother, "Your liver is just a little bit weak. That's all. It could be nursed to health."
我妈妈就活到几年前98岁，主耶稣才带她回去。
My mother lived to a ripe old age of 98 years old. That was just a few years ago.
因为许了愿。
Because I made that vow.
其实呢， 当时也没有能力还愿。
At that time, I knew I didn't have the means to pay that vow.
那个时候生四个孩子。
At that time, when I made the vow, I had four children.
我底下有三个弟弟读大学，一个弟弟，一个妹妹还在读高中。
And I had four brothers who were still in a university, and I had another younger brother and a younger sister who were still in high school.
经济能力的负担很重。
So we were heavily burdened financially.
就靠着信主之后做个小生意。
But we just had a little business after I believed in the Lord.
做一个文具的小批发生意。
We were a distributor of.Stationery.
维持这个家庭的经济。
And that sustained our financial needs of the
family. 所以当时要献身，确实有实际上的困难。
So there was real difficulties if I were to give myself for the Lord.
但是我知道，神在追讨我喜悦的事情啊，我很清楚。
But I know that the Lord was wanting me to pay back that.Wow, I was very clear.
本来生意做得很好。
Because our business actually was doing quite well.
忽然间非常厌倦。
Suddenly, I just didn't like to do business anymore.
我如果能够不去做生意多好。
I was so tired of it, and I told myself, if I don't have to do this, I'll be happy.
甚至为了不去做生意，如果整天都在家。读圣经祷告聚会多好。
If I could stay at home to pray, to read the Bible, and to attend church, that would be heaven for me.
而装病。
And so I pretended to be ill.
结果真的病。
And that became real sickness.
我说这个不行。
So I said, this can't do.
我如果真的病倒了，那生意怎么做呢？
If I really fall ill, what would happen to my business?
赶快祷告。
I quickly knelt down to pray.
当时医生检查说我胃溃疡啊，胃扩大。
And the doctor said that I had gastric ulcers and it was getting bigger. My stomach was enlarged.
但是我想我不能病倒。
So I told myself I can't afford to fall ill.
我装病不对。
So it's wrong of me to pretend to be sick.
祷告。
I prayed.
继续出去做生意。
And continued with my business.
几十年来，我从来没有胃痛过。
I never had any gastritis, any gastric pains for decades.
不药而愈了。
So it was just healed like that, without medication.
后来神学院招生。
Later on, the seminary was getting enrollment.
因为乡下教会没有什么人才，我信主才几年就叫我。
Because I was in a church in a rural area, there weren't many people who could be church leaders. So only after my conversion for a few years, I was made a church leader.
所以接到这个神学院招生，我就知道神在追讨了。
So when I received a letter from the seminary, I realized that God wanted me to pay back.
我就报名。
So I registered myself.
负责人签了名。
The church committee signed my application.
但是如果现在自己签名不可以。
Of course now you can't sign for your own application.
在台湾如果还没结婚，要父母签名；结了婚，还要太太签名才可以。
In Taiwan now, if you are unmarried, you need to get your parents' permission.They have to sign on the dotted line. And if you're married, you must get your wife to sign on the dotted line.
后来台湾总会审查通过了，通知神学院考试。
The JA Taiwan cleared me and sent me a notice to appear for examination.
家人就接到通知单了。
So when my family received that letter,
怎么神学院叫你去读神去考试呢？
Why is it that the seminary asks you to appear for the test?
我就将经过告诉家人。
Then I explained everything to my family.
家人没有人反对我现身当传道。
None of my family members objected.
但是 不是现在。
But they said, not now.
等你弟弟妹妹大学都毕业成家立业了，那个时候你就去吧。
Can't you wait till all your younger siblings graduate and find their jobs, their own jobs, before you leave for the seminary?
人有人的时候，神有神的时候。
We have our own time, and God has His time.
神开始追讨。
And again, God was hot on my heels.
有一天做生意回来。
One day, I came back from a business.
为了赶回来参加聚会。
Because I wanted to rush back to attend church service.
那个时候骑机车。起得很快。
I was on a motorbike racing against time.
又在下雨。
And it was raining.
啊，所以那个灯光啊，照不能照很远。
So I couldn't see far, although I had lights on.
在一个大转弯的地方。
And there was a time when I had to turn the bend.
哎，发现要转弯已经没有办法转过。
When I knew I had to turn the bend, but it was too late.
人跟车子就撞到。那个路旁的田沟里面去。
And I knocked against something and I fell into the drain.
要喊哈利路亚都来不及。
I didn't have time even to shout hallelujah.
只叫了一声主啊，就下去了。
I just said, Oh Lord.
我想完了。
And I thought, I'm finished.
结果掉到水沟的时候。
But when I fell into the drain,
就好像掉到棉被上。
It was like I was flung onto a mattress.
又弹回来，我就站在水沟里面。
And I sprang back, and I was on my feet in the drain.
我爬起来，爬上来。
So I climbed back to the road.
然后来，后面的车子啊啊，在开车的帮我把机车拉上来。
And there were some motorists that passed me by, that passed by, and they helped me get my bike up.
他们说，哇。你怎么这么幸运呢？你祖宗好灵哦
！And they said, "Wow, you are so lucky. Your ancestors must have protected you."
我说感谢我信耶稣，耶稣保护我。
I said, "No, no, no. I believe in Jesus. It's Jesus that saved me."
他说这里时常出车祸。
And they told me that this is a hot spot for accident.
才两天前，一个骑机车的就没有你这么幸运掉水了，他撞到这个树了。
Just 2 days ago, another person on a motorbike knocked into the tree.
骑机车的当场死掉了。
And he died on the spot.
后面在的那个人不晓得怎么搞，一条腿就甩到树梢上面去。
And the pillion had one of his legs hanging on the tree.
你怎么竟然一点伤都没有？车子还可以，也没有损坏呢。
How is it that you escape unscathed and your motorbike is still functioning?
所以我回来就告诉家人。
So I went back home and I told this to my family.
今天如果不是主耶稣留下我的命
，If not for the Lord who saved my life,
那明天没有人可以出去做生意。
Tomorrow there'll be no one doing business.
所以家人也知道这个神。的追讨已经非常清楚，就放行了。
So, my family knew that God was serious this time.
所以我们觉得困难的事情，神就意外的让我们得到平安，为我们开路。
So we think it's difficult, but the Lord opens a way for us.
我没有时间呀，详细做见证。
I have no time to elaborate.
就到神学院去了。
So there was I reported at the seminary.
我今天现身是为了许愿报答主耶稣的恩典，难道错吗
？So I said to myself when I was coughing out blood, I was just paying back my vow. Am I wrong?
所以我想，如果主耶稣要我回去，要我走了。
So I said to myself, if the Lord wants to call me home,
我太太孩子的事情，神会负责的。
Then you'll be responsible for my wife and my child, I said to the Lord, my children.
就想开了。
Then I just stopped thinking about it.
把一切交托主。
I just committed everything to him.
结果那一天晚上也因为信徒的帮助祷告，第二天我血就止了。
So because of the intercession of the church members, the very next day I stopped coughing out blood.
回到教会，热就退了。
And then when I went back to the church, my temperature went back to normal.
几十年来，我很少感冒。
I I could hardly catch a flu for many decades.
后来做身体检查的时候，医生说，你这个肺，肺了，早就钙化了，没事。
So, 肺痨，你有肺痨。And the doctor said,
就是肺结核，就是肺痨。
Your TB condition, it's okay now.
啊，真的是神的怜悯。
It's really the mercy of God.
所以一个人在困境当中，常常啊，会想死。
So when we are in the midst of difficulty, we usually think about death.
啊，但是我们想到主耶稣复活升天之后，应许的圣灵赐下来。
But we think about the Lord Jesus after He ascended to heaven, the promised Holy Spirit was sent down.
门徒得到应许的圣灵，被圣灵充满。
The disciples received this promised Holy Spirit, and they were filled with the Spirit.
他们勇敢为主耶稣做见证。
And they testified for the Lord in all boldness.
神动工。魔鬼也做工。
When God starts His work, the devil also starts His opposition.
教会开始遭受逼迫。
The church was persecuted.
但是呢，这些已经得到应许圣灵的这些门徒，
But、these people who had received the promised Holy Spirit,
并没有因为逼迫而来软弱。
They were not weakened because of persecution.
反而是更积极的传福音。
On the contrary, they were more active in preaching the gospel.
嗯。越挫越勇，越逼迫，他们信心越刚强。
The more they were persecuted, the greater their faith.
啊，就好像保罗。
Just like Paul.
哎，他蒙主拣选出来传福音。
When he was chosen by the Lord and he went about preaching the gospel,
常常被打得半死。
He was beaten often.
坐牢。
He was jailed.
但是呢，他跟他的同工希拉在监牢里面唱诗祷告。
But with his companion Silas, they were singing praises to God there in the prison. Because God was with them. And he had a co-worker with him, a companion to encourage him. And towards the future, they had a lively hope. Those who are persecuted with righteousness, blessed are they. Because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So in the midst of persecution, the more you oppress them, the more emboldened they are.
所以我们在软弱的时候，我们需要有同工，有互相勉励的鼓励的人。
So in the midst of our weakness, we need co-workers. We need someone to encourage us and plot us on.
我们需要属灵的饮食。
We need spiritual food.
啊，真理、圣灵。
The truth and the Holy Spirit.
才能够使我们的灵性刚强起来。
These are the factors that cause our spiritual give us spiritual strength.
啊，所以圣经说，刚强的要担待软弱的人的软弱。
And the Bible says the strong must bear the weak, the weaknesses of those who are weak.
我们侍奉神不能单打独斗的。
If you were to serve the Lord, we can't fight a solitary battle.
我们必须要有同工。
We need to have co-workers.
主耶稣差派门徒都是两个两个出去。
When Jesus sent out his disciples, it's always two by two.
能够互相扶持，互相帮助。
To support each other, to help each other.
我们必须要有属灵的饮食。
We must have spiritual food.
要有神的话。
We must have the word of God.
约翰二书啊，啊，约翰一书第二章十二节啊。
Second John 2:14.
信徒所以能够刚强，能够得胜那个恶者，是因为有神的道常存在心。
John tells us the reason why believers can be strong, it's because you have the implanted word of God in them.
我们虽然软弱，但是圣灵会使我们从软弱中。
Although we are weak, but the Holy Spirit will turn our weakness into strength.
所以靠着饮食的能力，靠着真理圣灵，我们才能够奔跑神。
So by virtue of the food, by virtue of the truth and the Spirit, we have received strength anew.
我们必须要有同工，大家互相叫醒，才不会软弱下去。
And we need to have co-workers. to plot us on so that we will not be weakened.
但是很可惜，有些人就你怎么劝都劝不醒。
But there are some people, no matter how you encourage or exhort, but he just doesn't wake up.
就好像犹大。
Like Judas.
耶稣一次又一次的，一直的规劝他。
Jesus kept exhorting him and turning him back.
他已经财迷心窍。
But he was too deceived, too deluded.
劝不醒。
No matter how you advise him, he doesn't wake up. He didn't wake up.
耶稣只好任凭他了。
So in the end, the Lord just let him be.
结果魔鬼就进入了他的心。
And Satan entered into him.
竟然把他的主出卖了。
And he betrayed his Lord.
耶稣被抓之后才后悔。
Only after Jesus was arrested did Judas regret what he did.
迟来的后悔。
It was a regret that came too late.
已经了。不能改变事实。
He couldn't turn the things around.
他内心的痛苦挣扎，到最后上吊自杀。
And his pain within him was too much for him, and he hanged himself.
所以我们侍奉神应该常存一颗谦卑的心。
So when we serve the Lord, we must have a heart of humility.
同工彼此之间要互相的规劝。
We need to advise.One another amongst ourselves who are co-workers.
互相扶持帮助。
We need to help and support one another.
我们一个侍奉神的人，更不可以忽略的读经祷告的生活。
And someone who serves the Lord, we cannot neglect Bible reading and prayer.
第九节开始就记载，这个以利亚先知就靠着以色列能力来到神的山。
So verse 9.Tells us that Elijah, by virtue of the food and drink, went all the way to the mountain of God.
他就进到山洞里面去。
And then he went into a cave.
这个时候，神的话又临到他了。
Then the word of the Lord came to him.
神叫他以利亚。
And he said to him,
Elijah, 你在这里做什么？
What are you doing here, Elijah?
他就对主说。
And he said to the Lord,
我在为万军之耶和华大发热心。
I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts.
他在洞里面为主大发热心。
He was zealous for the Lord in the cave.
并且说，因为以色列人都背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛了。
And he says, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant; they have torn down your altars.
用刀杀了你的先知了。
And they've killed your prophets with a sword.
只剩下我一个人。
I alone am left.
他们还要伸索我的命啊。
And they are now seeking my life. Take my life.
这个时候，神怎么对他说？
At that time, what did God say?
十一节就是说。
Verse 11.
你出来。
Go out.
站在这个山上。
Stand on the mountain.
站在我的面前。
Stand before the Lord.
这个时候，耶和华从那里经过。
And there the Lord passed by.
在他面前啊，有烈风大作。
And there was a great and strong wind.
有山崩脆死。
That tore into the mountains and broke the rocks into pieces.
但是主不在当中。
But the Lord was not therein.
这个风过。地震之后，耶和华却不在其中。
And after the wind came an earthquake, and the Lord wasn't in the earthquake.
地震之后呢，有火，耶和华也不在火中。
After the earthquake, a fire, and the Lord was not in the fire either.
但是火的后面呢，有微小的声音。
And after the fire, a still small voice.
以利亚先知听见了。
And Elijah the prophet heard it.
就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口。
And he wrapped his face in his mantle and went and stood at the entrance of the cave.
主的话又临到他。
And suddenly a voice came to him.
以利亚，你在这里做什么？
What are you doing here, Elijah?
他说，我为耶和华 大发热心。
And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts.
还是一样，以色列人都背叛了你。
And he said the same thing, the children of Israel have all betrayed you.
毁了你的坛了。
They have torn out your altars. They have killed your prophets.
剩下我一个人。
And I alone am left.
他们还要寻索。
And they are now seeking to take my life.
从这里让我们知道。
From here we can understand.
神叫以利亚出来。
God says, get out.
站在山上。
Stand on a mountain.
站在神面前。
Stand before God.
但是呢，这个时候神经过的时候有狂风。
And when God passed by, there was a great and mighty wind.
有地震。
There was an earthquake.
有火。
There was fire.
但是主都不在其中。
But God was not in these things.
这让我们想到以利亚先知当时的心境。
And this would call to mind the situation in the heart of Elijah.
以为神会在那个烈风当中向他显
现。He might be thinking God would appear in the strong and mighty wind.
他想做一番轰轰烈烈的事情。
He wanted to do something great and mighty for God.
地震当中，主也不在当中。
And in the midst of the earthquake, he couldn't find God there.
他想做一些震撼人心的事。
He wanted to do some earth-shaking thing for God.
主不在当中。
But God wasn't in the earthquake.
有火。
And then there was fire.
主也不在当中。
And God wasn't found in the fire.
只是你自己觉得你心里火热，你在侍奉神。
If your passion for work is derived from yourself.
但是神呢，叫他要安静。
But then,
在以微小的声音对他讲话。
But God wanted him to be still, so he spoke to him in a still, small voice.
其实我们想为主耶稣做一番轰轰烈烈的事情。
We may have our ambition to do something for God.
能够啊，震撼人心。
We want to shake people. We want to be a shaker.
你是大发热心要侍奉神的。
And you are so zealous. You want to go into the ministry in such a zealous way.
但是主要我们先懂得安静。
But God wants us to start by knowing how to be still and to stand before Him.
神是用微小的声音对他讲话。
And God used a still small voice to speak to Him.
我们如果没有安静的心，我们就听不见那微小的声音。
If we are not calm, we will not be able to discern that still small voice.
以赛亚书33:15
Isaiah 30:15 says.
这个经文我们常常念。
We usually often turn to this verse.
有些新译本就这样翻译。
Some newer translations say this.
得救在于悔改和安息。
That in repenting and rest you shall be saved.
得力在于平静和信靠。
And in quietness and trust is your strength.
你不要想我，你要做什么一番大事情。
We don't have to think up of great things to do for God.
我们应该以安静的心站在洞口，站在神的面前。
We should have a calm and restful spirit, and stand before God at the opening of the cave.
我们常常像以利亚先知一样。
Very often we are like Elijah.
自爱自怜。
We love ourselves too much, and we wallow ourselves in self-pity.
好像都是只剩下我一个人。
I alone am left. I'm the only one.
大家都离弃你了。
Everyone has left me.
只有我一个人。
I am the only one.
但是神却告诉他。
But God said to him.
看十五节。
Look at verse 15, 1 Kings 19:15.
要紧的呀，我们心动，不如行动。
You may be motivated in your heart, but that's not good enough. You have to spring to action, act on it.
不是站着不动在那边为主大发热心。
Not standing there and say you're zealous.
所以他在洞里，神就叫他要离开象牙塔。离开这安乐窝，要出来。
That is why when he was hiding in the cave, God wanted him to leave his comfort zone and say, "Get out of the cave."
要出来，要站在 山上在神面前。
Stand on the mountain, stand before the Lord.
啊，听候主耶稣的差遣才对。
To wait for the command of the Lord.
我们常常我要为主做什么做什么。
Sometimes you keep on fretting and say, "What shall I do for God? What shall I do for God?"
我们常常凭着自己的私意，哇，好像你为主耶稣大发热心。
And we act on our own human impulse and think that we are very zealous for God.
当保罗蒙主耶稣拣选的时候
，When Paul was chosen by the Lord,
保罗不敢说主啊，我要做什么。
He didn't dare to tell the Lord, "Lord, this is what I'm going to do for you."
他说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”He says, "What shall I do, Lord?"
哎，我们必须要有顺服的心呢。
We must have a heart of submission.
主耶稣就吩咐他了。
Then the Lord gave him his
charge. 你到大马色去。
Go to Damascus.
哎，就有人吩咐你该做的事情。
And someone will tell you exactly what you need to do.
今天不是我们有一个雄心大志，我要啊为主耶稣做什么
？Today it is not a matter of our ambition.
我们应该以安静的心来到神面前。
We need to come before God with a restful spirit.
听候主耶稣的吩咐。
And to wait for
主耶稣要我做什么，我们就做什么。
And to wait for His command to do what He wants us to do.
哎，有些人真的自视太高。把自己看得太高。
Some people think too highly of themselves.
哎，教会怎么派我做这个工作呢？
Why is it
这么看轻我啊？
Why is it that the church asks me to do those lowly things? Why is the church looking down on me?
应该派我做什么？
The church should
要降展台
的，
能够啊凸显自己的工作。
Things that would be in the limelight.
哎，所以主耶稣。对保罗说：“你到大马色去。”
So Jesus said to Paul, "Go to Damascus."
你该做的事情就有人吩咐你。
And there someone will tell you exactly what you need to do.
我们应该啊，要有这种安静顺服的心。
We need to have a quiet heart, a submissive heart.
听候主耶稣的吩咐。
To wait for the Lord's instructions.
哎，很多事情我们要从基层干起。
There are many things we need to start from the very basics.
主耶稣说，在小事上忠心的，在大事上就忠心。
Jesus says, "He who is faithful in little will be faithful in much."
在小事上不义的，在大事上也不义。
Those who are unrighteous in little things will also be unrighteous in bigger things.
所以我们应该啊，在神面前，我们应该要自卑下来。
So we ought to humble ourselves before God.
哎，懂得信靠神。
We need to know how to trust Him.
我们该做的，主就会叫我们去做。
Whatever we ought to do, the Lord will tell us.
有一颗完全顺服的心。
A heart that totally submits.
听主耶稣的差派。
A heart that totally listens to God.
啊，从十五节以下。
And from verse 15 onwards,
主就对他说了。
The Lord said to Elijah,
你回去。
Go, return on your way.
回哪里去？
To where?
回你的工地去。
Go back to your mission field.
啊，要他去做什么？
To do what?
啊，你看，叫他从旷野往大马色去。
Go to the wilderness of Damascus.
哎，到那里要去高哈谢做亚兰王。
And when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria.
又告林士的孙子耶户啊。做以色列王
，and anoint Jehu the son of Nimshi as king over Israel.
要去告亚伯米和拉人的这个撒法的儿子以利沙来做先知，接续你的工作。
And anoint Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Maholah, and he shall be a prophet in your place.
以利亚先知就听候主耶稣的吩咐，
and、
神的吩咐。
So, Elijah heeded this command, this word of the Lord.
回到主耶稣要你去工作的地方。
So we need to go back to the place where the Lord Jesus wants you to go back.
要去寻找同工。
You need to go and seek out your companions.
要去选召工人。
You need to go and look for more workers.
要培训工人。
You need to go and train more people to work.
甚至要把这个工作要。接续下去。
You even have to find your own successor.
啊， 侍奉的传承。
This is succession in the ministry.
啊，所以我们侍奉神应该啊，要去挖掘人才。
So if you really want to serve the Lord, we need to go and groom more manpower, more people.
以利亚先知几次对神说，哎。众人都背弃你了，剩下我一个人。
Because Elijah did not just say to God once that everyone has gone and betrayed you, and I am all alone.
十八节这里主对他说
，Verse 18, the Lord said,
哎，我为自己留下七千人
，I have reserved 7,000 for myself.
还未曾向巴利屈膝
，And their knees have not bowed to Baal.
很多人力需要我们去化解。
You must go and discover this manpower.
啊，去培训。
You must train them up.
把这个关系能够传承下去。
So that there is succession in the ministry.
耶稣知道他世上的日子有限的。
When the Lord knew that not many days were left for him to be on earth.
当他地上救赎工作完成之后，他复活升天。
So after he completed his work of salvation,
但是地上救赎的工作必须继续下去。
He resurrected and went up back to heaven, but the work on earth needed to be carried on.
他选召了十二使徒。
So he chose 12 disciples.
又选召了七十个门徒。
He also chose 70 other disciples.
记载路加福音第九章第十章。
This is recorded in Luke 9 and 10.
他们拣选这些门徒，就要他们来到他面前。
These disciples were selected and they appeared before him.
先来到他面前，领受权柄能力。
To receive power and authority.
然后还要培训他们。
Training.
你们出去要怎么工作？
They were instructed what to do when they went into the mission field, and two by two they were sent out.
在这个侍奉的过程当中，你会碰到哪些事情？你应该怎么应应？
And Jesus warned them about what they would encounter and how they should react.
啊，路加福音第十章还记载，门徒回来还要对主做报告。
And in Luke chapter 10, it records that when these people came back, they had to give their reports to the Lord.
啊，主耶稣还对他们做工作检讨。
And Jesus had a review of their work with them.
然后他们再出发。
And then sent them out again.
我们在侍奉的过程当中，主耶稣都教导我们该怎么做的。
So in the midst of our service, the Lord Jesus teaches us what to do.
哎，就像保罗。
Like Paul,
哎，他也是不断在培训门徒。
Paul was also giving others continual training.
他们出门两个两个同工，开始呢是巴拿巴跟他带他出去。
And they were also going out into the field two by two. At first, he partnered Barnabas.
后来他就带着希拉出去。
Later on, he took Silas with him.
后来再拣选了。提摩太提多
Later on, there were newer people, Titus, Timothy.
在提摩太后书第二章
In 2 Timothy chapter 2,
保罗怎么吩咐提摩太
What instructions did he give to Timothy?
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2,
第二节
verse 2
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。这里叫他要拣选那忠心能教导别人的。
Here he was supposed to look out for faithful people who will be able to teach others also.
来接续他的工作。
In order, and these people were to be his successors.
所以他不但建立了侍奉的模范。
Not only did he establish a model of ministry,
还不断的栽培下一代。
He kept also grooming newer generations of workers.
就好像主耶稣地上工作完成之后，哎，他所栽培的这些。使徒门徒就能够接续啊，这个
just like those,
留下来的这个福音的工作，
就是我们的工作。Those workers that the Lord Jesus personally groomed just before he left us.
这也是教会啊，所不能忽略的事情。
And this is something that the church cannot afford to neglect.
以前在台湾常常有万年啊、百年啊负责人。
Formerly, in Taiwan, there were some people who were perpetual, church board members.
一辈子都是这几个人在做。
It's always these few people.
没有办法，没有人啊。
And they were saying, I can't help it. There are no successors.
你没有栽培接棒人，怎么会有人呢？
You have not identified and trained people. Of course, there will be no successors.
所以后来台湾教会就规定了，为了要栽培这个新人，负责人只能够连任一次。
And later on in Taiwan, in order to ensure there's new blood, injection of new blood, it was ruled that you could only carry on to your office for two times. So success,
才能够栽培更多的人出来服侍神。
So opportunities would be given to new.
我们不能以没有人。没有人来做推辞，哎，好像以利亚，永远就是他一个人，其他通通没有了。
So if you think that there are no successors, you can't nominate anyone. You're just like Elijah. There's no one.
所以主耶稣也知道他世上的日子有限的。
Jesus knew that his time was almost up.
他必须啊，这个栽培，这个接棒的。
So he knew that he had to train people to succeed his ministry.
这都是给我们今天教会。一个很大的教训。
And these are important teachings for the church of today.
当然，一个侍奉神的人
，Of course, someone who serves God.
啊，应该具备了什么条件
？He must have certain requirements.
应该要有什么样的精神
？What kind of attitude or spirit he should have?
这个看回来，《列王记上》十九章的十九节以下啊。
Let's turn back to First Kings chapter 19. From verse 19 onwards.
他找到了伊丽莎。
He found Elisha.
他正赶着十二对的牛。
He was plying with 12 yoke of oxen.
这个伊利亚先知就把外衣披在他肩上。
Then Elijah put his cloak on Elisha.
啊，伊利亚先知，伊利亚就很清楚神要选召他了。
以利沙 So Elisha knew that he was chosen.
就离开牛
He left his ox
到以利亚那里去
And he went to Elijah.
求你容我先以父母亲嘴
Allow me to go back and bid goodbye to my parents, then I'll follow you.
以利亚对他说你回去吧
Elijah said, go back.
我向你做了什么呢
What have I done to you?
以利沙就离开他回去宰了一对牛用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃然后就起身跟随以利亚服侍他
So Elisha turned back and took the yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled the flesh using the oxen's equipment and he gave it to the people and they ate then he arose and he followed Elijah
把套牛的工具啊都烧了
He burned all his equipment.
啊，来煮他所带的牛的肉。
And to cook all the oxen.
也就是啊，主耶稣对那些要跟从他的人说：“哎，你要放下一切，跟从我。”
This is just like what Jesus said here. You have to leave all and follow me.
哎，我们侍奉神，应该要没有牵挂的。
We must not have any other lingering.Worries when you
所以有一个少年才子跟从要跟从主。
So there was a young man, a richer man who wanted to follow the Lord.
求主耶稣啊啊，求问主耶稣，哎，怎么样行可以得永生
？And he asked, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
主耶稣告诉他。
The Lord said to him,
啊，你要遵守啊这些诫命。
Keep the commandments.
他说我从小通通遵守了。
And he said, "I've been keeping these."
我还缺少什么
？What else do I lack?
主耶稣很爱他，感到这个年轻人真的可爱。
And he thought that he was such a lovable youth.
圣经特别提到主耶稣爱的人不多。
Those who are said to be loved by the Lord aren't many in the Bible.
圣经特别提到主耶稣 爱他。
So Jesus said, the Bible says Jesus loved him.
说，那你就变卖一切所有，尽这穷人，然后来跟从。
Then Jesus says, sell all you have, give to the poor, and come follow me.
很可惜，这个主耶稣所爱的这个年轻财主。
But it's such a pity that this young ruler, this young rich young man,
竟然忧忧愁愁的走了。
Went away sorrowfully.
啊，因为他财产很多。
Because he was very
wealthy. 所以主耶稣才说，财主进神的国是难的。
And so Jesus concluded that it was difficult for a rich man.
的人啊，如果我们放不下世上的事情，你就没有办法。
He says it's difficult for a rich man to follow him because you can't part with your wealth.
所以门徒对主耶稣说：“主啊，我们已经放下一切跟从你了，我们将来要得到什么？”
So the disciple says, "We've given up all and follow you. What shall we get in the future?"
主耶稣给他们一个应许。
God gave, Jesus gave them promise.
你们今生得百倍，来世得永生。
You receive 100-fold in this life and eternal life in the next.
主耶稣既然要我们跟从他，他就为我们负责一切。
If the Lord wants you to follow him, he will be responsible for everything else.
刚才吃晚餐的时候，我勉励一个青年。
At dinner, I encourage one youth.
他说：“哇，你们当传道很辛苦。”
Because he said, "You preachers are really having a difficult time."
当传道的孩子太太更辛苦。
And those the wife and children of the preachers would be worse.
我说感谢主。
I said thank God.
只要我们呐、忠心跟从主。
As long as we are faithful.
主又不会让我们呐、担不起的担子。
The Lord will not add on us a burden that we cannot bear.
确实，五个儿子。还是在主爱中长大了。
This is true. My five children, they grew up in the Lord.
他说他们很苦。我说没错，传道的孩子就是要吃苦。
And they said, "Oh, it's really hard on them." I said, "Yeah, it's true, but that is expected from a preacher's family."
能够吃得苦
，family
才会成熟。
Only when you can take hardship that you can mature.、
感谢主了。后来这个以利沙步步跟从主。
Later on, Elijah followed him very closely. Followed Elijah very closely.
从基甲
from Gilgal
到伯特利
to Bethel
到耶利哥
to Jericho
到约旦河边
to Jordan.
以利亚几次叫他走，他不走。
Many a time Elijah said to him, "Return home, return home."
甚至啊，对以利亚要求，求神啊，感动你的灵，加倍的感动。
But Elisha did not give up, and he even said, "Give me a double portion of your spirit."
Elijah 说很难呐。
Elijah said, "This is a difficult thing to do."
除非你看到我。
Unless you, when you see me.
真的，他看以利亚升天。
Unless you see me ascend to
heaven. 以利亚把外衣丢下来。
And true enough, when he was mid-air, he threw.
他真的
mental on him.
得到了加倍的点。
And he got that double portion.
如果我们跟他计算。以利亚所行的神的作为，就是以利沙所行的这个神的作为，就是以利亚的加倍。
And true enough, Elisha did double of what Elijah did.
我们一个侍奉神的要紧紧跟从主。
If we want to serve the Lord, we have to follow the Lord closely.
啊，愿主耶稣啊的灵。感动我们，好像感动以利亚得到加倍的能力。
May the spirit that moved Elisha move us as well and give us added strength.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
356首。
356.